弟兄姐妹和朋友们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters and friends.
很高兴在这个圣诞节平安日这一天的主日，跟大家一起来崇拜，一起来庆祝主耶稣基督的降生。
I'm glad that in this Christmas Eve we can together worship and celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
希望今天我们可以从耶稣基督的诞生跟他的诞生的目的，从他的生命当中，以及从神在他的生命的定义当中，学习到神对我们生命的目的的计划。
I think, I hope that today we can learn what God has in mind for our, for the purpose of our life through His birth and through His life on earth.
我们一起来读这段经文的时候，希望大家一起来思考这个问题，就是耶稣基督为谁而生，为了什么而生？耶稣基督为什么要到这个世界上来？他给我们究竟带着什么样的目的？
As we read this passage, maybe we can consider this one. For what was Jesus Christ born? For whom was Jesus Christ born? And why did he come?
好，我们一起来读这一段的经文。我们先读中文的，再读英文的。
We'll read this passage in Chinese first and then in English.
路加福音的第二章二十五到三十五节啊，请中文的我们一起来读。在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面，这人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上。他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。西面就用手接过他来，称颂神说，主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你名以色列的荣耀。孩子的父母因这论耶稣的话就稀奇，西面给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说，这孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
Luke chapter 2, verse 25 to 35. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. He had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required. Simeon took him in his arm and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servants in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to Gentiles and the glory of the people of Israel. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. The son Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed and a sword will pierce your own soul also.
一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你，你的话语。
Father, we give you thanks for your word.
你的道写出来的话语，我们今天可以读。
That your word has put down so that we can read it.
我们也谢谢你，你的道成为肉身，在耶稣基督上，我们可以看得见，可以摸得着，可以探索到的道，可以感受到的道。
Father, we give thanks that your word incarnate become the Lord Jesus Christ that we can see, we can feel, and we can touch.
求你。你这个活出来的道耶稣基督，写出来的道圣经，每一天陪伴我们，帮助我们成长，更多的认识你，荣耀你。
Father, we ask that the Lord Jesus Christ, that you through the word, and that we can get to know you, can help us so that we can grow, that we can give you the glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
This is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我刚才在给大家一个作业哈，就是我们在读这段经文的时候，思考一下耶稣基督为什么而生。
I gave you an assignment as you read this passage. Why was Jesus born?
大家从今天到教会来听这些诗歌，一起唱这样的诗歌，一起读这样的经文，大家有没有思考过耶稣为什么要生呢？
Have you considered why Jesus was born? That you come and sing this, come to the church and sing this Christmas carols and different things.
有多少人认为耶稣是为这个世界而生呢？
How many of you believe that Jesus was born for the world?
有多少人认为是为我们而生的？
It was born for us.
啊，感谢神哈。
Thanks be to God.
有多少人认为耶稣是为神而生的？
How many believe that Jesus was born for God?
我想很多人不知道耶稣为什么而生的哈。
Maybe some of you do not know for what Jesus was born.
希望今天我们可以弄明白耶稣为什么而生，或者为神而生。
We can get to know why Jesus was born and for whom he was born.
我们有很多的经文，在几百年，在耶稣降生之前几百年、千年就已经有预言耶稣为什么要生。我给大家看一些神的应许。
We have a lot of passages, maybe hundreds or even thousands of years before Jesus was born. It also
大概在他之前七百年左右，以赛亚就是说，有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。
And about 700 years before Jesus was born, Prophet Isaiah said that for unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given.
所以这个是答案吗？耶稣是为我们而生的，对吗？
Is this the answer? Jesus was born for us.
当然是对的嘛，圣经这么写的。
Of course, that's right. It's in the scriptures.
所以耶稣是为我们而生的，是为我们的什么而生的呢？
So Jesus was born for us, but for what in us?
是为我们的好处吗？还是为我们的罪恶吗？还是为我们将来的盼望吗？是为什么而生的呢？
For what? For our benefits? For our sins? Or for our hope?
另外有一个圣经里面贯穿始终的一个应许，就是指到耶稣基督的。
And also some promise that has been throughout the scriptures is about the Lord Jesus Christ.
以赛亚书里面第七章以及第九章，我们刚才所读的只是这个所有很多一系列的应许当中的一两个而已。
In Isaiah chapter 7, chapter 9, it was just one of many in this series.
创世纪的第三章十五节，神对那个蛇说，你的后裔和女人的后裔要彼此为仇，那个女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, it was said, you will be at enmity with the snake and the heel of the woman, it will bruise your head, and your head will bruise the heel of.
那个后裔呢，就是指的耶稣基督。
And that descendant was referring to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们到圣经的后面的经文越来越清楚，看到那个就是耶稣基督。
As the progress of the Bible, you see more and more clearly in the later scriptures.
那他为什么生的呢？
Why was he born?
他是跟这个战胜魔鬼的这场战争而生的吗？
Yeah, was he born for the conflict to overcome Satan?
还是拯救我们，把我们从罪恶当中拯救出来而生的吗？
Or was it for saving us from our sins?
你从他的几个名字，大概也知道他的意义。其中一个名字叫以马内利，一个名字叫耶稣。
From the names, you can get some ideas. One name is Emmanuel, one name is Jesus.
那耶稣是什么意思啊？
What does the name Jesus mean?
神把我们从罪恶当中拯救出来，这个就是耶稣的意思。
The name Jesus means Jesus save us from our sins.
以马内利是什么意思啊？
What does Emmanuel mean?
就是神与我们同在的意思。
He says God with us.
也就是说耶稣出生，耶稣的诞生就有很多这样的目的啊，就是要与我们同在，就是要除去我们的罪孽，使我们以他为救主和生命的主。
So Jesus was born for a lot of purposes, so that he can be with us, so he can save us from our sins, so that he can be our savior.
那么，所以我们可以得出一个结论：耶稣是为我们而生的吗
？So we can conclude that Jesus was born for us. Is that right?
那我们同时也知道，耶稣他把我们从罪恶当中拯救出来，他必须要死，对不对
？And also we know that he, in order to save us from our sins, he has to die. Is that right?
因为罪的工价呢是死，唯有神的恩赐在主耶稣基督里面乃是永生。
Because the wages of sin is death, and the price of sin is that salvation we can have eternal life.
只有他的死亡才能把我们罪恶的代价偿还清楚。
And through his death, then the price of sin can be paid.
也就是说，从另外一个角度，你甚至可以讲耶稣是为死而生的。
From another perspective, you can even say that Jesus was born to die.
因为他在这个世上，他道成肉身，在这个世上的使命就是为你和为我的罪恶而死。
Because the mission that he came on earth was that he was going to die for your sins and for my sins.
有多少人是为死而生呢
？How many people are born to die?
我想，我们都会死的，但我不是为死而生的。
I think all of us are going to die, but we are not born to die.
我想我们都会死，这个命题应该不会有太多人会挑战嘛。
Of course, nobody would publicly challenge us here that we are going to die someday.
有人呢曾经开玩笑，也不知道是开玩笑，说的是事实的情况。他说，这个世界上有很多不确定的因素，但是只有几件事情是非常确定的。
Some people say that there's a lot of uncertainties, but there are a few things that are sure for sure.
大家知道有哪几件事情是很确定的
？You know what are some of the things that are for certain?
一个就是死，我们都会死。
Death, we are going to die.
还有一个就是会收税的。
Another tax.
啊，这我是听到一些美国的律师说的，我不知道他们说的有多少的真实性。
Some American attorneys told us that death and taxes is for sure.
我们都会死，耶稣也曾经死过。那么他的死和我们的死，他的生和我们的生有什么样的不同呢？
Jesus died, and what's the relevance between his birth and his death and our birth and our death?
我们的死是不可避免的，因为罪恶的工价乃是死，我们肉体必须要死的。
Our death is inevitable because of sin, because the wages of sin is death, so we must die.
耶稣的死是他自愿的。
But Jesus voluntarily gave up his life to die.
他愿意为我们的罪而死。
He was willing to die for our sins.
我们的死不是上帝的旨意，上帝是让我们为我们复活的为我们的罪恶而死又复活的主而活。上帝呼召我们去为他而活，为神的荣耀而活。
Our death is not the will of God because God calls us so that we can live for Him.
但上帝给耶稣的使命却是让他为我们的罪而死。
But the mission that God gave His Son Jesus Christ was that He was going to die for our sins.
所以我们总结一下，大概我们可以知道耶稣是为我们而生的。
So in conclusion, we can summarize that Jesus was born for us.
而且是为我们的罪恶得赎而生的。我们的罪恶得赎，他必须要死。
And for the redemption of our sins, he was born, and because of that, he has to die.
而在这一切的过程当中，神使他施行这个救赎，使我们领受这个救赎，神自己得到荣耀。
So in through this, God wants him to execute this salvation so that we can receive this salvation.
同时在圣经里面讲到救赎的时候，神必须到后面一般都会提到这是为神的荣耀，让万国都得知神的名字，大家一起来赞美神荣耀神。
And also in the Bible we talk about the redemption. It says for the glory of God, for that all nations shall know the glory of God and praise His name.
所以与其说上帝让耶稣基督为我们而生，还不如说耶稣基督是为神的荣耀而生的。
So if we say that Jesus was born for us, we can also say that Jesus was born for the glory of God.
因为他的荣耀正体现在他为我们生为我们死这件事情上面。
Because God's glory was realized through his birth was and through his death for our sins.
这两件事情是没有任何矛盾的，他是为我们的罪恶得赎而生的，同时正因为在这件事情上面他做了这个救赎的工作，所以他给神带来荣耀，他是为神的荣耀而生。
And that's no conflict because he came and then died and he died for our sins and he was born for dying for our sins and he was also born for the glory of God.
圣经里面贯穿始终的这个信息，有很多书都得到这个信息，而且要传扬这个信息，他们的书里面都写得很清楚。
And this message was something, the message throughout the scriptures in the New Testament and a lot of books was written about it.
其中有一本书是 D.A. Carson 所写的，他说The God Who's There, 我们中文翻译成神的故事，你的故事。
This is one of the books by D.A. Carson, The God Who Is There.
那意思就是说，这个整个历史当中，我们所生命的、我们所处的一切的环境，以及我们生命的每一个角落，其实都是为了讲述神的故事。我们的生命只不过是在神的故事当中的一部分而已。
That's to say that throughout the ages, throughout in everybody's life, in all this, our stories and everybody's story is about God.
另外一本书是Dr. Bill Jones, 也就是我们上一次的宣教年会的讲员，是 CIU 的以前的校长Bill Jones 所写的。
Another book is by Dr. Bill Jones, he was the speaker in our this year's mission conference, and he was the previous principal at CIU.
其实有两本书，就是这个是旧约的拼，这个是新约的拼图。其实他最先写的是旧约的拼图。
This is a puzzle of New Testament, but he first wrote about the Old Testament first.
他在这个讲员的在我们当中的时候呢，只是提到他太太的一本书，他不好意思提到他自己的书。
When he was speaker at a mission conference, he mentioned book written by his wife. He didn't mention the books he wrote himself.
大家还记得他太太写这本书叫什么名字吗
？You remember the book from his wife? What was the name?
有没有人记得
？You remember the name of the book?
倾心等候的女人Lady in Waiting.
Lady in Waiting.
也是在等候当中，在这个持家当中，在自己的生活当中来荣耀神的一本书。
It's a book about someone who's waiting on God and someone who's taking care of families and the process for the glory of God.
所以我们再次回顾一下，耶稣基督究竟是为谁而生的？我们可以看到，耶稣基督是为我们而生的。
So in summary, we can say that the Lord Jesus Christ was born for whom? For us.
是为我们的什么而生的？是为我们的救赎而生的。
And for what among us is for our salvation, he was born.
而实现我们的救赎，他必须要付出代价，他必须要为我们罪的代价而死。
And to realize the salvation, he has to pay the price, and so he has to die.
在他的施行救恩，在我们的领受救恩当中，神的荣耀。
And in the process of taking care of the salvation for us, he brings glory to God.
就像 Bill Jones 刚才我说的那本书里面，他就讲的那个所有的圣经就好像一个拼图一样，你要在拼图之前，你要明白它一个中心思想是什么。这个中心思想就是神借着他所应许的主耶稣基督，使万民与他和好，从而神的荣耀。
And just like the puzzle that you have mentioned, that we mentioned that the book written by Dr. Bill Jones, the puzzle was that through everything, through our salvation, and that, and through the redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ, and this is to realize for the glory of God.
一段时间之后，他就写了另外一本书，就是新约的拼图。
And after he wrote about the puzzle for the Old Testament, he wrote the other book, the puzzle for the New Testament.
就好像你在圣经里面有很多的这个零碎的片，你要把它拼成一个整图一样。他再一次告诉我们，拼图的技巧在于你要有一个中心思想，然后呢，你要找到四个角落，然后找到几个边，最后把中间全部拼起来。
Just like to put the pieces, the puzzle together. When you put the different pieces, you have a central theme, and then you need to find the corners, and maybe find the borders, and try to put the puzzles together.
你猜他下一本书，也就是说他的新约拼图那本书，他的中心思想是什么呢？
Can you guess what's the central theme for his second book, for the second book, New Testament puzzles?
跟旧约拼图是一模一样。
It's identical with that.
也就是说，神借着他所应许的耶稣基督，使万民与他和好，从而神得荣耀。
It is that God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, caused all nations to be reconciled to Him, so that God can be glorified.
这也是耶稣基督出生的诞生的。意义所在。
This is also the meaning of the Lord Jesus Christ.
神自己要得荣耀，神在我们领受救赎当中得荣耀，神在耶稣基督施行救赎当中得荣耀。
God is glorified through the Lord Jesus Christ going through the process of salvation and through our receiving the salvation.
我们的救赎只不过是一个过程，一个方式而已。耶稣基督诞生的目的，最终的目的，全部的目的，就是为了神的荣耀。
Our redemption, our salvation is only a process, and the ultimate purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ is for the glory of God.
这整本圣经是这样，很多书籍这样写，很多作者已经看到。我希望我们大家都能够看到。我们希望这个圣经的全部的一个图像，在今天我们这段经文当中一个缩影能够表达出来。
And throughout the ages, for the totality of the Bible, and all this is a central theme, and hope that through this, that we can see this today.
我们看看在这段经文当中，我们看到神的荣耀展现在四个方面。
In this passage, we can see the glory of God is made up in four aspects.
第一，我们看刚才所读的这段经文当中，路加福音的第二章二十五到二十六节，我们说神的荣耀体现在神的启示和应许当中。
One of them was Luke chapter 2 verse 25 to 36 is about that God's glory was made up through His revelation and His promise.
我跟大家再读一遍这个第二章的第二十五节和二十六节。这个耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面，这人又公义又虔诚，常常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上，他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。
And we can read Luke 2, verse 25 and 26. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah.
他得到了应许，这是神给他的启示。
He got a promise because there was a revelation from God.
是因为他知道有神所立的基督，也就是那位受膏的君王。
Because he knew about the Christ that was the anointed king.
有圣灵，有安慰。
There was the consolation of the Spirit.
这一切就是神给他的启示。
All this, the revelation.
也是神透过他给我们所有人的启示。
And this is also the revelation God gave all of us through him.
神所立的基督，他来是来安慰我们的，是来带领我们的，是来高立他自己做王的，是来统治我们的，是来统治我们人心，让我们可以归向他的。
The Christ he gave was going to control us, going to be in our hearts, and going to rule and have lordship over us.
我们也知道，我们被救赎是有一个目的的。
We are saved for one purpose.
我们救赎了之后是要为主而活。从前我们是为自己的肉体而活，但是现在我们被救赎之后，我们是为主而活的，为神的荣耀而活。
We are saved for God. In the past we will live for ourselves, but after we are saved, we live for God, and this is for His purpose and for His glory.
神的荣耀不光是体现在他对西面以及透过西面对我们的启示和应许当中，同时也体现在他在他指向救恩的律法当中。
It was realized not only from his revelation promises, it's also revealed in the laws.
我们看到第二十七节的时候，很有趣的一个现象。
Verse 27 is interesting.
他就是西面受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子来，要照着律法的规矩办理。
And Simeon here was moved by the Spirit. He went into the temple court, and when the parents brought the child Jesus to him to do what the custom of the law required.
耶稣他贵为神。
Jesus was the Son of God.
他到这个世界来，他居然能够把自己放在这个律法之下来尽诸般的义。
He came to the world, but he put himself under the law so that he fulfill all righteousness.
这是他自愿的选择，这是他的谦卑。
He freely volunteered to do that. It was from his humility.
我上个礼拜天的时候，我赶上最后一场去看一场这个戏剧的时候，我在那里看到耶稣的谦卑。
Last week I was able to go to the last skit. I saw the humility of Jesus.
这场戏剧讲的是整个这个以前的戏剧，它的名字叫做叫做This Man Called Jesus.
This is a skit, the drama, the Man Called Jesus.
几年之后他停演了，二十五年之后他停演了几年，然后呢，最近又重新开始。
After 25 years, it stopped for a few years, and now it resumed.
现在他是改了名字，他的名字叫 Jesus is His Name.
The new name for the show is Jesus.
然后在这个片子当中，我就看到耶稣的从。被预言出生，到他出生，到他的事工，到他为我们的罪而死，到他复活升天，这整个过程的一个演绎。
It's about the whole process. Jesus was prophesied, and then he was born, and then for his life, and then for his death and his resurrection, the entire process.
这个镜头是在他事工的高潮，有很多人在拥戴他做王的时候。
This is the climax of one of his ministry. Many people wanted him to be king.
但是别忘了，在这个之前，他是刚刚出来事工的时候，他有一个魔鬼试探他的时候，也有一个他受洗的时间。在那个受洗的时候，有一句话特别的感动。
But before then, Jesus was tempted, and then he was also baptized. And there was a saying that moved me a lot.
因为给他施洗的那个人叫施洗约翰，施洗约翰说：“你的位分比我高，我当受你的洗啊。”
Because John the Baptist said that you are so high, much higher than I should be baptized by you.
现在你来让我给你施洗吗
？But you come before me and want me to baptize you?
耶稣说。你暂且许我，因为我们要这样做是要尽诸般的义。
But Jesus says, "Let me do this. We want to fulfill all righteousness."
神的荣耀在他的耶稣基督的谦卑顺服律法当中显示出来。
The glory of God was made known through his obedience and his humility.
西面看到圣殿当中耶稣的父母来照着律法的规矩办理，他是按什么样的规矩办理呢
？Simeon saw that the parents of Jesus came and to do what was required by the law.
他们的规矩是女人生了孩子之后有七天不洁净，要去到了第八天的时候呢，要去献祭，要使这个女人的罪可以得赎。
What was in the law was that lady, giving birth will be unclean for 7 days, and on the 6th day she has to offer a sacrifice.
这是记载在立位记的第十二章。
It is recorded in Leviticus chapter 12.
他说到了那个洁净的日子呢，他就要带过去，要带上这个燔祭和赎罪祭呢，交给祭司。
And then they will bring offerings to the priest.
祭司按照规矩处理了之后呢。这个生孩子的女人就洁净了。
And the priest, after taking care of this, then the woman who just gave birth will become clean.
很有趣的一个现象是，我们在这里看到。
It's interesting that we can see this.
本来献祭应该献一岁的羊羔。
Normally the offering should be a 1-year-old little lamb.
再加上雏鸽和斑鸠。
And also some birds.
但是后面有一句话，他说：“如果这个生孩子的女人她的力量不够，或者说她比较贫穷。”
But what follows is that if the person cannot afford it, or maybe it's a little bit poor.
她不够献一只羊羔的时候，她要做什么事情呢
？If there's not enough to afford a lamb, then what should she do?
就是两只斑鸠和两只雏鸽。
Yes, four different birds.
就是耶稣的父母。约瑟和玛利亚在这里所做的，我们这一段经文的前面一节就是第二十四节，就是所说的这个。
So there was what was recorded in 24, the parents of Jesus they did that.
也就是说，耶稣出生在一个贫穷的家里面。
That was to say that Jesus was born in someone who was poor.
他出生在一个木匠的家里面。
He was born in the home of a carpenter.
他出生在马槽里面，甚至连房间都没有给他住。
He was born in the manger. He didn't even have a room.
刚才我们唱的诗歌当中有一句话叫做万事所望从天降，甘心卑微居陋房。
There was a hymn in the say that, that you were so noble but you, born, but you were willing to born in a very humble birth.
耶稣基督谦卑他自己来到这里，以一个非常卑微的形象，一个仆人的形象，甚至死在十字架上面的形象，就是为了你和我的救赎。
Jesus came, he was born in such a humble state, so, so a humble image, and even though he was like a very poor person, and later on he died on the cross for our sins.
在这个救赎当中体现出神的荣耀了。
And in this redemption, he made known the glory of God.
神的荣耀不光是体现在神的启示和应许当中，也不光是体现在指向救恩的律法当中，还体现在这个救恩本身当中。
The glory of God not only was made known in the revelation and the promise, not only made known in the law, also in the process.
所有的这些律法、这些规矩，耶稣他谦卑他自己去实践的这些规矩，都是为了预表这个救恩真正的本体来的。
All these laws and rules and regulations is something that is a foreshadow of the salvation of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个牛、这个羊、这个斑鸠、这个雏鸽，这些能够真正除掉人的罪吗
？All the bulls or the offerings or the doves or the pigeons, can these truly remove the sins of man?
圣经里面说，尚且这些你们都把它当成可以洁净的，更何况耶稣基督的宝血呢？
Jesus said that even though they consider them, they can cleanse you. What about the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ?
使徒约翰有一天也指着耶稣对他的门徒说：“他，你们看呐、啊，这是神的羔羊，为世人的罪孽所舍。”
John the Baptist also pointed to Jesus and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who was born for to take up the sins of the world."
也就是说耶稣基督他尽诸般的义，他把自己放在律法之下，要实现 要遵守一切的律法，就是为了这个律法的引律法的本体，这个律法所指向的这个本体救恩真正的来临，就是他自己。
Jesus was willing to put himself under the law to fulfill all righteousness is for that not only for the shadow but for the essence of the law to be realized in him.
也就是说神让耶稣基督来这个世上是他真正的羔羊，就是我们那个替罪的羔羊，替我们罪的那个羔羊。
Jesus allowed Jesus to come, and he was indeed the true Lamb of God, the Lamb who takes away the sins of the world.
过去成百上千年以来的献的那些羊羔，所预表的那位真正的羊羔，终于来到。
The Lamb that was offered up throughout the ages, so for thousands of years, they all point to the true Lamb, the Lord Jesus, who.
就好像我们中文繁体字的那个义一样，上面一个羊字头，下面是个我，那个羊代替我而死的时候，我才真正的领受了这个救恩，成为义人而不是罪人。
Just like the Chinese character righteousness is the character lamb on top of the character me. So that's why the lamb came and took my place and then I become righteous.
可是你别忘了，神要施行这个救恩也是要荣耀他自己。
But also don't forget that Jesus realized salvation is also to give.
我再说，这个救恩是一个过程，是一个手续，是一个方式。它的目标是荣耀神自己。
I say this once again: the salvation is a process, is a work, is an operation, and its purpose is to accomplish the glory of God.
当我们看到圣经里面很多其他的经文讲到，不光是我们人要救赎的时候，神甚至说天上地下海里面一切所造的一切的所造之物，包括人，还包括其他的哈，都要荣耀神，赞美神。
And the Bible says that not only are we going to be saved and be redeemed, and all of creations, all the creatures, all the things that was made under the heavens, and they are all going to be saved.
我在这里所列的一些的经文的出处，大家回去之后可以查。那里面讲到，要等到我们人得救赎，等到万物复兴的时候，神得荣耀。
And also in the Bible, we can also say that.That we are safe, and also we need to wait for the renewal of all creation, and then you know, that will be glorified.
等到万物哈，万物就包括我们人的被救赎，也包括万物复兴其他的一些事情。
All Christians in to be redeemed, that includes the salvation of mankind, includes each and everything that God created.
在启示录的第五章十三节，他看到的意象当中，他就说：“我又听见在天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所被造之物，都说：但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给坐宝座和。”羔羊的知道永永远远。
In Revelation chapter 5, it was told that all things are, all things in heaven, all things on earth, all things under the earth, they are all for the, going to give glory to God the redemption. And all this will be glory and honor and power and majesty to all to.
这是从神的角度来看问题。神的角度是说，这个救恩给你们人类是一个过程，是为了荣耀我自己的名。这是从神的角度来看问题。但是很可悲的是，从我们人的角度来看问题的时候，常常就有很多的偏差。
From God's perspective, was just a salvation was given to mankind so that we can be saved for the glory of God. But from the perspective of man, sometimes we are in error.
我们看到一个同样的事实，我们有两种完全不同的解释。
We can see the same fact and we may have two different interpretations.
有一种人说，神过来救我，神给我救赎，那我一定很重要，神才来救我。神那么重要的人还这么关心我，那我一定很重要。
Some may say that God save me, God care for me, so I must be someone who is very, very important because God save me.
这些人就像那个猫猫说的一样，你宠我，你养活我，你供我住，那你爱我，那我一定很重要，我就好像上帝一样。
Then just like the cat who said that you feed me, you took care of me, you take care of all my needs, so I must be very important, I must be God.
但是有另外一种符合神心意的一种回应。神，你救我，你给我救赎，那你一定很有能力。就像那个狗狗说一样，你养我，你喂我，你供养我，你还遛狗，你知道我一切的需求，你一定很重要，而且你很有能力。
And then the other perspective that's been preaching the correct one, just like the dog say that you take care of me, you fed me, you raise me, and then you must be very important, you must be God.
所以有一个作者呢，他就专门写了一本书，他叫《猫狗神学大不同》。
So that was the author who wrote the theology of the dog and cat.
那我就把这本书里面的有几个观点呢拿出来跟大家思考一下。我们对于这个救恩的回应，取决于我们对上帝最开始这个救恩的回应之后体现在我们生活的各个层面。
So I want to share with you this, that our response to the salvation is something that we can say our theology. This.
正因为猫猫觉得自己很重要，神才关心他，或者人才关心他，或者正因为狗狗觉得那个它的主人很重要，正因为它有了这个出发点之后，它的整个生活的每一个层面都受到它的出发点的一个影响。
Different interpretations, just like the cat was thinking that the master took care of it, so it must be very important, must be God. Whereas the dog was thinking that God must be the person who take care of him.
其中一个影响
must be God to take care of him.
其中一个影响就是，哎，他每一天跟神来沟通的时候，他会觉得神是什么样的一个人，神跟他是什么样的关系。
So it also is reflected in the daily communion with God. What kind of God it is?
猫猫会说什么呢？猫猫会说，嘿，这是我的员工啊。
The cat might say that, well, this is my worker, my employee.
狗狗会说，这是我的主人。
And the dog would say that this is my master.
那这个呢，有可能是他构想出来，但是我讲的呢，是一个生活当中实际发生的事情。
This may be what he imagined. I was thinking that this can be something I can see.
有一个朋友，我跟他就是说，我们非常的关心他，我们家庭都非常的关心他，他希望他能够认识神。然后有一次呢，我们就非常的高兴，因为我们读一句话的时候呢，读一段诗篇的时候，他也表示同意，所以我们就很高兴。他终于有一天可以跟我们同意了。
And there was a friend that we care about his salvation, so we talk a lot. And that one day we talk about a passage in Psalm, and this person agreed. So I was so happy that because he finally agreed to this scripture.
这句话是耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
He said, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not be in want."
当建和我和我们家庭在读的时候，我们就觉得哇，这是神很美，神给我们的供应，神给我们的应许，我们非常的爱神，谢谢神给我们这些的供应。
When my wife and I were reading this passage, we said that God is so good, God is so beautiful, and God take care of my needs. I shall not be in want.
这位朋友在很多其他的场合是不同意我们的看法的，但是这一句话他终于同意了。
And this friend was in a lot of different areas, different perspectives, does not agree with us, but they agree with this particular passage.
他说是啊，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
He said yes, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
对啊，当我来喂羊的时候，耶和华是我雇来的牧羊人，他的能力很大，他可以把这些羊群养得很好，他可以供应这个我可以发大财。
Yes, this is my employees. This is a shepherd. He can take care of my sheep so that I can make a lot of money.
也就是说，在他的眼里，在他的心里面，他是那一个以畜牧业的主人。
So he was like the master of an enterprise.
耶和华是他雇来的牧羊人。
The Lord was hired by him to take care of his flock.
对，牧羊人是他的员工。这个牧羊人很有能力，所以给他积蓄很多的财富。
So this shepherd was one of his staff, so he can accumulate a lot of wealth for him.
所以他不至于缺乏。
So he would not be in want.
这是他对圣经的理解。
This was his understanding of this passage.
这是每一个猫猫去读圣经的时候的理解。
This is what they say the cat is understanding.
但是狗狗怎么理解呢？
But what does the dog say? What does the dog say?
我不是羊群的主人，我就是那只羊，我就是那个羊，耶和华是我的牧者。
I am not the master of the shepherd. I am one of the sheep. So the Lord is my master.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want.
所以也影响到他对救恩的一个回应，也影响到他其他的方面。他的人生的目标是什么？这个狗狗的人生的目标是唯独神。
So the response of the salvation affects his well-willed. And the Lord was saying that
猫猫的人生目标。只不过是把圣诞老人所带来的各样的礼物改头换面，换了一个名字而已。
And according to the cat, then this is just something that bought by Santa Claus. It's just given another name.
所以这个思想就影响到他怎么样去教导他的孩子，狗狗怎么样教导狗狗孩子，这个猫猫怎么教导猫孩。
So has something about how the cat is going to teach the kittens and how the dogs going to teach the puppies.
既然这个猫猫它认为自己是中心的时候。自己是这个其他神是他的雇员的时候，既然他认为是中心的时候，他就叫了这个中心，他就说：“嘿，哥白尼是错的，那我们地球我自己应该是中心，神都是绕着我们转的。”
So according to the cat, which teach the kittens is that we are the important thing. It is everything rotate around the earth.
所以他教导孩子的时候，以及他在跟孩子吃早餐，怎么教他怎么读书的时候，他的第一个反应就是：嘿，哪里有好的交易，我们可以买到便宜的东西，我们家里得到更大的祝福。但是狗狗完全不同，狗狗说：我们还跟孩子一起来读书，我们来读圣经。
So the cat would say that when we have good deals, we go and buy things that will benefit our family, and the dog would say that let us read the Bible.
他们对救恩的不同的理解，也体现在他们怎么样对待神的话语一样。
And that the different understanding of scripture also affects on how they treat the word of God.
啊，现在我们的钟显示已经快六点钟了哈。
According to our clock, it's about 6 o'clock.
我不知道这个钟是错的，但我不知道到什么时间是我们应该结束的时间。
But this clock is wrong, so I don't know what time is it.
但是猫猫就一直看手表，希望这个繁荣和这个祷告赶紧结束。
But the cat was saying that well, it's about time. Why don't you finish your sermon?
狗狗在为了神的荣耀，他觉得我应该更加发现神的荣耀，神的话语究竟有哪些亮光发现出来，让我们愚人可以得亮光。
And the dog was saying that we want to learn from God, we want to be enlightened, we want to humble ourselves to learn.
不光是有猫猫的信徒和狗狗的信徒，还有猫猫的牧师和狗狗的牧师哈。
Not only about the believers who are cats, believers who are dogs, and also the pastors of the cats and pastors of the dogs.
如果猫猫的牧师可能就只想着自己的方便，我怎么样去准备奖章，我自己更容易一点，我可以轻松的完成工作。
And the pastors of the cats would say, how can I prepare the scripture? I'll just make things easier for myself.
如果狗狗的牧师可能会仔细的想一想，他的羊群需要什么？这些人他们的身体实际的需要是什么？哪些神的话语可以更好的进入到他们心里面？好好的讲到我怎么样在这个规定的时间之内，可以把神的话语最大限度的。给自己的羊群。
The pastors of the dogs will consider the benefits of the dogs. How do you benefit the people? How do you benefit the congregation? And then how can I use this amount of time to teach the congregation to do the best?
所以我想，狗狗的牧师估计每一次讲到都是准时结束。
So maybe the pastors of the dogs would usually finish the sermon on time.
狗狗的牧师和猫猫的牧师，他们得到一个请求的时候，他们的意见很不一样，他的这个反应非常不一样。有人说：“嘿，你们礼拜天的早上可以出去跟一个社区传福音吗？我们这里有很多机会，你过来一起传福音，为了神的国度、神的荣耀扩张。”
And when they have different requests, they might have different response. Some say, well, Sunday morning, you go and preach the gospel. This is a good thing, right?
毛毛的牧师怎么说呢？如果我们都去的话，那就没有太多奉献了，没有多少人了，我的教会看起来就很不光彩了。
And if the pastors of the church will say that if you all go out and there will be few people in the church, then we get less offerings, then it doesn't look good for us.
狗狗牧师说，对呀，这就是神的荣耀，我们就要为神的荣耀去做。神呼召我们，救赎我们，难道不正是为了向万民传福音吗？
Yeah, the doctrine of the pastor said, well, indeed, this is for the glory of God and God's cause, and this is to preach the gospel to all nations.
有这么好的机会，他都找上门来，他都有这个对神的渴慕，我们为什么不去呢？
With this good opportunity, why don't we go out?
当他们面对到一些财务问题的时候，他们猫猫牧师、猫猫的这个会众首先想到的就是把财产的把它裁减掉。
And when they encounter some financial shortfall, then the pastors of Catholic said, well, let's cut off missions first.
但是狗狗的信徒却说什么呢？我们在其他地方可不可以开源节流？我们可以支持神的事工，彰显神的荣耀。
But pastors of Catholic said, maybe we can try to save funding, be more efficient in other areas, so that we can still keep supporting missionaries, so that we can give God the glory.
当他们在拆船的时候，猫猫所听到的是说：“主啊，我在这里，但是请你拆遣他吧。”
And when they hear about the call to the missions, the cat would say that, "Well, I'm here, but send somebody else."
但是狗狗却全心的听从神的话语，为了神的荣耀而活。他说：“我准备好了，你把这个呼召给我更明确，我愿意为你而活。”
But the dog would say that I understand your will and I'm willing to submit, and so just give me a better and more clear guidance.
猫猫的信徒认为自己是一个信徒，因为我六岁的时候曾经做过一个决志祷告。
The cat believers say that we are believers because at age six I make a confession of faith.
我现在随便做，只要我自己个人生活舒服就好了，神照样会祝福我。
Now I can do anything I like, as long as I can be comfortable, as God will still bless me.
但是狗狗知道圣经里面从来没有写决志祷告这个事情。
Yeah, but the dog believers they say that in Bible the confession of faith was not recorded in the scriptures.
狗狗只知道它每一天都为神的荣耀而活，每一天它都要认罪悔改，每一天它的生命都要得到更新，每一天它在转变当中，它在救赎当中，它在生命的转变当中体现出神的荣耀，体现出他的救恩是真实的了。
In the dog is saying, each and every day they have to realize the genuineness of the salvation. They need to repent and purify themselves. And they do this for the glory of God. And so each and every day what they do is that they are reborn. Each and every day for the kingdom and for the glory of God.
所以碰到困难的时候，猫猫就会说：“把困难拿走，神，你不是爱我吗？请你把困难拿走。”狗狗却说：“主啊。”在这个困难当中，你让我学习什么样的功课，我可以来荣耀你。
When they encounter difficulties, the cat would say, "God, please remove the challenge, the difficulties." And the dog would say, that, "God, in this challenge, in this difficulties, please teach me what you want me to learn."
碰到人际当中困难的时候，猫猫会说：“我要走了，就是因为你们捣乱，都是你们的错。”狗狗却说：“我们。”把这个困难摆到桌面，我们来谈一谈，我们通过我们的和好和互相的理解来荣耀神。
And then, when they are in terms of problems, the cat said, "Well, I'll just leave and I'll just go away." And the cat said, "Let us put this on the table, and we can talk with it. And for the glory of God, we can talk."
所以我们刚才谈的一切的事情，不管是猫猫还是狗狗，我们所看到的是我们对神救恩的一个回应。这个回应体现在我们生命的每一个层面。最后这个层面也是最重要的一个层面，实际上是包含一切的，就是一个服侍和一个工作的。不管你的是在哪一个岗位工作，你在家庭里面工作，还是在公司工作，还是在学校，还是在政府，不管你在哪里工作，你的工作的态度是怎么样。
So our understanding, our response to the salvation, the scriptures affects each and every aspect of our life. It affects how we work, and then it affects if we work, if we are schooling, then all this is based on our understanding, our response of the salvation.
猫猫想着我工作啊，我表现的还可以啊，神应该对我好一点。
The cat would say that I work okay, then God should be good to me.
狗狗想着神已经对我那么好了，神已经救赎我，神已经恩待我，神已经复兴我，神已经坚固我，我要拿这个力量，拿神给我的力量和才干和资源，欢欢喜喜的去工作，欢欢喜喜的去服侍他。
God said that the dog would say that God has already blessed me so much and he has already revived me, he has already strengthened me, he has already led me through these things. So I need to work very well, I need to do this all for God and work properly and for the glory of God.
So God the glory in
So the glory of God is also made known from our response to the salvation.
刚才我们看到猫猫和狗狗对神的救恩有完全不同的回应。
We can see that the cats and the dogs have totally different responses to salvation.
我们看到这段经文第33到35节当中讲到人更干的人对神的救恩也有不同的回应。
In this passage, verse 25 to verse 35, also different people have different responses to salvation.
这个孩子被立，又是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起。
And this child is going to cause the rising and the falling of many in Israel.
那如果以色列人中把它分成猫猫和狗狗两类的话，哪些人跌倒，哪些人兴起了
？And in the among the Israelites, if you get some cats, some dogs, who will rise, who will fall?
今天我们面对神的救恩，哪些人会跌倒，哪些人会兴起呢
？Today we are given the salvation of God. Who will stand and who will fall?
求主的荣耀，求主的救恩临到我们的时候，使我们有一个明确的心态去判断它，一个谦卑的心去回应它。
Glory of God comes upon us, and salvation of God comes upon us that we have with humility, then we can understand it with truthfulness.
神的救恩在我们的面前，神。让耶稣基督诞生来拯救我们，不是因为我们有多好，他来拯救我们。
That Jesus Christ was born, Jesus Christ was given us, to us for our salvation. It's not because how good we are,
而是因为我们坏透顶了，他必须要付出最大的代价才来拯救我们。
It is because we are totally corrupt and totally sinful. He has to pay the dearest price to save us.
所以神的荣耀在这个在一些人跌倒当中，他都彰显出来。这些人之所以跌倒，是因为他们的内心是要心思意念要显明出来，神要审判他。甚至有一个诗人曾经讲到说：“神啊，你判断我的时候显出你的公正，你要责备我的时候显出你的清白。”
That's why the glory of God was made known is that through our salvation of sinful, and then God's salvation, the glory was made known because in the psalmist it was said that God, through your judgment, through my sins, then your judgment and your righteousness is made known.
所以也就是说神的荣耀甚至在我们对他的救恩的回应当中都显明出来。
So the glory of God was even made known in our response, through our response to his salvation.
在我们的错误的回应当中显示出他的公义，他的清白，他的正义来。
In our error, in our wrong way, in our mistakes, then his righteousness, his corruptness was even made known.
在我们正确的回应当中显示出他的荣耀，他的尊贵和他的慈爱了。
The correct response will also make known his nobleness, his love, and his kindness, and his glory.
这就是他的荣耀。
This is his glory.
所以今天我们不管是从圣经的整个图片，还是从圣经这段经文的缩影当中，我们看到神的荣耀体现在这四个方面。
So today, whether we are looking at this from the totality of the Bible, from just this one incident in the Bible, we can see.
体现在他的启示当中，体现在他指向救恩的律法当中，体现在救恩本身当中，体现在我们对救恩的回应当中。
It was realized in his revelation, in his promise, in his salvation, in our response to his salvation.
所以今天对我们的挑战就是我们如何回应。
So the challenge to us today is that how do we respond?
很多前人为我们总结出来我们应该如何回应。
And the people who have been before us, the sages have already talked about how we should respond.
在海德堡要你问答跟这个威斯敏的要你问答的好多很多问答当中的第一问。
In Heidelberg Catechism, also smaller Catechism, there was a lot of questions and answers, and the very first question.
其中一答就是说我们的主要目的就是荣耀神。
One of them is, what is the chief end of man?
感谢神，他帮我们总结出来，圣经的作者帮我们总结出来，很多先贤帮我们总结出来，我们自己的内心也跟我们一同做见证，帮我们总结出来，我们的人生目的就是要荣耀神。
And thanks be to the sages and the people ahead of us. They have also through our lives and through the scriptures and the summary is that the chief end of man is to glorify God.
在我们的成长当中，在我们的生命的改变当中，在我们领受了救恩，我们的生命得到改变当中，这个成长当中来荣耀他。在我们的服事当中荣耀他，在学习当中来荣耀他。
In our growth, in our service, in our ministry, we give him the glory. In our serving God, in our life, also we give him the glory.
所以希望我们整个教会都以这个为意向，让我们在学习、成长和服事当中 一起来荣耀他。
May this be the vision of our church that as we learn, as we grow, as we serve, then we give him the glory.
当我们荣耀他的时候，世人就可以看到我们是一个团体，是我们以基督为中心的团体，以神的荣耀为我们目的的团体。
As we glorify him, we can see that ourselves we are a Christ-centered community to give him the glory.
所以求主帮助我们有一个正确的回应，就是我们的人生目的应该锁定在神的荣耀上面。
So may God help us so that we can know that we can have our foundations firm and locked in this that our this is based on the glory of God.
就像我们刚才所看到一样，这个对神的回应会影响到我们生命的每一个层面。
Just as we mentioned, then we saw that our response, our perspective affect each and every areas of our life.
愿神祝福我们，开启我们的心思意念，让我们真正过一个荣耀他的生活。
May God bless us. May God open up our minds so that we truly live a life to give God the glory.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你，你的荣耀是我们人生的目的。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks because your glory is the purpose of life.
也是主耶稣基督的目的。
It's also the purpose of the Lord Jesus the Christ.
也是你自己的目的。
It's also your purpose.
因为你是配得荣耀的。
Because you are worthy of glory.
除你以外，再没有人可以配得这样的荣耀。
Other than you, nobody else is worthy of this glory.
求你，你在我们的生命当中显示出你自己的荣耀，以及我们对你的渴慕来。
We ask that you make known your glory in our lives so that we can make known our desire for you.
在你的应许启示当中，我们看到你的荣耀。
Through your promise and through your revelation, we see your glory.
在你指向救恩的律法当中，我们看到你的荣耀。
On the law that points to salvation, we can see your glory.
在耶稣基督身上所实现的救恩上面，我们看到你的荣耀。
And through the process of Jesus going through this, given us salvation, we can see your glory.
在我们对救恩的回应当中，我们看到你的荣耀。
In our response to salvation, we can see your glory.
感谢神彰显你自己。
Father, we give thanks that you make known yourself.
让我们知道你是唯一配得荣耀，配得我们为你活的那一位。
So that we know that you are the only one who is worthy of glory. You are the only one who is worthy for us to live for you.
求主继续的谦卑我们，使我们不要有错误的回应。
Please continue to humble us so that we can have true response to you.
帮助我们每一天来效法耶稣。
Help us that in every day we follow in the image of the Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
This is in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.